We report a rare case of IP with IAC. The initial diagnosis in the patient was considered to be primary epilepsy. Following admission, her medical history, physical examination, and imaging examination led to the diagnosis of IP complicated by intracranial space occupying lesion and was treated by craniotomy. Postoperative pathology revealed IAC. During follow-up, the patient recovered well and did not express recovery of epilepsy. By recording the diagnosis of treatment history of this patient in detail and reviewing relevant literature, discussing the characteristics of patients with IP and IAC will help to improve diagnosis and treatment and improve the overall quality of life of such patients.